Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of questions right now being asked about legal issues surrounding the mobilization of National Guard troops and now Marines to Los Angeles amid protests over deportations. With me now, CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, let's jump right in. You know, I think one of the big questions here are, you know, what's the constitutional limit for troops, especially now that the Marines have been added to this?
Well, Megan, the police powers of the state normally control law enforcement, right? But at the same time, and we also have a principle called a posse comitatus, for those people who love Westerns, that's where the idea of rounding up a posse comes from. And what it means is that it's the job of the local sheriff or the county or the state to round up its posse. It's their own police powers. The federal government is not supposed to in any way federalize, nationalize, create martial law. The whole concept is never to put American troops on domestic soil. So that's the general rule. Problem here, Megan, is two things. One, what happens when the president of the United States sees that violence continues and the local authorities, A, are not asking for help, and B, are not resolving the violence? At that point, his commander-in-chief role and the supremacy clause steps in because he's going, I'm not going to sit here and watch this. Clearly something needs to happen. And secondly, he's going to say, this all deals with immigration. Everything here is an immigration matter. And immigration is not a local matter for local control. That's a federal issue, and that's something that I ran under, and that's what I'm here to do. If this was something else, this isn't like, you know, some of the violence that we saw in the aftermath of Black Lives Matter, right, which was these are people who are citizens of the United States. Donald Trump's going to, his Justice Department's going to say, this is an immigration matter, so step aside and let us do our job.
Some people might argue, though, that these protests, they're not damaging federal property. You know, how much are they really interrupting these deportation efforts? So does it rise to the level of federal involvement?
Well, it doesn't really make a difference, I think, when it comes to the idea of violence itself, right? So this is, yes, you don't have federal charges of destruction of federal property like you did say on January 6th. By the way, that's a very good example of some. Most of the charges were not insurrectionist related. In fact, very few were. Most of it had to do what you're talking about, the destruction, trespass on federal grounds. But violence is violence, right? So, you know, people watching this on television, they can either decide, yeah, this thing's pretty peaceful, and this is something that the local authority should take care of. Or they should say, oh, my God, there's police cars on fire and people are throwing rocks at the police. And so that's really what the president is counting on. He's saying, look, you can say what you want, but the reality is the violence is there and this is happening under my watch. And I'm not going to allow this to happen. You've essentially stripped local law enforcement of their powers by simply saying, look, you know, we're not going to help ICE do its job. So I'm not sure that remember, in the 1960s, the governors of Alabama and Mississippi, Megan, did not want help in integrating the local schools with African-American students in public schools and the University of Mississippi. The president just ordered that, right? So you could say, well, there was an example of where local control was completely ignored. Exactly. President Johnson said, we are making sure that Martin Luther King's march to Selma is going to be held safely and that we don't trust your local police. So this is not the first time that a president would override the power, the sovereign authority of a state governor when he or she is not doing his or her job from the perspective of the White House.
I'm curious, Thane, if you know, and I understand the Pentagon is kind of going over this today, but what are the rules regarding any use of force against U.S. citizens by specifically those active duty Marines?
Well, again, Donald Trump is going to say, do we know whether they're U.S. citizens? Right. I mean, his whole point is to say this whole thing emanates from having far too many people who are here illegally. And that's what ICE is here to resolve. They're not here to deal with American citizens unless American citizens get in the way, like the governor of California. Right. He's saying, you know, arrest me. And the Homeland Security is saying, give us a reason to step in our way, because this is our authority to do. And if you're going to obstruct justice. So, you know, look, the scary part is when you said the word Marines, because once the National Guard is there, I think it's a mistake to now call in the Marines. Right now, all of a sudden, you've got something else. And then you get this, what I said before, something that is really, really unprecedented, this violation of the concept of posse comitatus, where you turn the actual American military against the people. That's a bad look. It's a bad policy. And I think that's a mistake. National Guard is something else, right? Normally, the governor would call for it. In this case, he's not calling for it. In this case, the White House is saying, well, then fine, we're going to call it in. I think what the president is doing, because of what I just said, he's saying, we're not planning on actually deploying them. We're just keeping them standby to back up the National Guard in case that first level of federal involvement doesn't work. But no, of course, the army cannot turn against the people. That's what posse comitatus means. It's a longstanding policy, a law within the United States. The question is, does the president's commander-in-chief role override that in a situation like this? And guess what, Megan? No one knows, because it's never happened before.
CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.